Hey, sexy. Sexy. Sexy.
My life.
Get out.
Sexy.
Run.
Sexy.
No, no, no.
Sexy.
I'm clean.
Time's up.
Sexy.
Brett, let's take it slow and start with the life.
God, please help me.
You know what? That's your problem. You don't let anybody in.
It's different then. People were different then.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
You know, you haven't told me the truth in a month.
From evil.
I'm taking everything.
What the?
How much longer is it gonna be before my actions, my behavior gets misconstrued?
I love you.
Those are some serious words.
All of it, this hurts me.
Why can't you just let me be me?
Do you think I don't live in fear, huh? Do you have any idea what it's like to be a gay black man? Do you?
If I showed you my face, you wouldn't like me anymore. You'd find a way to hurt me.
You left me. You left us. You did that.
This is me now. Can you accept that? Me.
And welcome to the Kurt Collins Show. That was a trailer for the new movie God Made Man, starring Lee Don Hershey. And we have Lee here today for a special interview that's both emotional, honest, and just all around beautiful. But first, don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you're listening to so you get notified as soon as a new episode comes out. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at The Kurt Collins Show. And would you like to leave me a voicemail? Well, you can. The link is in the bio. First, we have the new single from Emma Bunton and Jay Jones, You're All I Need to Get By. You ready? Let's get it started.
Daddy, are we gonna sing that song?
You're all
was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I will go where you lead, always there in time of need.
Yeah, when I lose my will, you'll be there to push me up the hill. Texas next. For you I do my best. Stand by you like a tree. And anybody to try move me.
Darling, and you I found strength when I was torn down. Don't know what's in store, but together we can open any door.
Just to do what's good for you and inspire you a little higher. No, you can't make a man out of a soul that didn't have a goal. 'Cause we got the right.
And welcome to the show. We have Lee Dunn Hershey. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
How are you?
Lee Dunn.
I was like,
that's okay. That's
is it Lee Dunn?
Yeah.
Like fast without.
My given name is Dead.
It's Dead. Well, rest in peace.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming. Was it hard to come up with your name for Lee?
We broke the name down and it was winking me in the eye the entire time. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, my nicknames growing up were like Lee or Fee or Fell, you know, and it was just right there.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I always had an affinity for Lee because I love the Spice Girls,
yeah.
And one of the Spice Girls' middle name is Lee. And then my brother has the same middle name, so I was like, oh, you guys are... I'm so cheesy. It's
no, fine.
So Mitchell Lee Collins, that's my brother, and then Emma Lee Bunton is yeah. Baby Spice.
Yes, she's great. Actually,
yes, she is. And the tour starts in 9 days as of today.
Whoa.
Not that I'm counting, because I'm not.
That's awesome.
I'm such a fan. I was the one with the cassette player. And I was like, yeah, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. It's a mess. It's fine. So you are from Texas. What has it been like moving from Texas to LA?
You know, we all have to grow up and we all, you know, growth and evolving is such a beautiful thing. Feeling to... just moving to a new place and trying new things. So coming out here, I feel like I wasn't looking through filters anymore. I got to actually look at life in my own eyes, and I was actually living for myself, not for anyone else. And it still feels foreign to me, honestly. Like California feels sometimes like I'm literally turn around like, wait, where am I? Like what, you know, because we have hills in Texas, but definitely not mountains. And I'm just from the culture being a melting pot of meeting so many people. Like I love being surrounded by Russian people. Oh, it's just I absolutely love
Russian
it.
People.
Then, yes, Russians. And then I meant Russian people. Sorry, Russians. And then you turn around and be like, you know, Armenia, and then it just
Koreatown.
Chinatown. You didn't have that.
That's awesome. Wow. So when you moved, you just moved here in 20.
It was Christmas, basically, of 2000.
Okay.
So like right at the end, I've been getting booked left and right from Texas to LA and WeHo. Some of my friends were putting on LGBTQ parties, and of course, you know, I'm flipping bottles and blowing fires. So they're like, dude, you gotta come to LA. And I was like, I don't know, it's crazy out there. And finally, you know, it was just like, what am I doing? You're limiting yourself right now. Like, go see the world. And found sponsors and people were flying me out. And I was working these parties and, you know, I'd have so many people be like, when are you moving here? And, you know, I like things organic, or I like it when it just slaps me in the face where I'm like, well, shit, here we go. It's time to make moves.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it was from Austin to LA. I turned 30 and my company had booked Ruby Rose like twice in 6 months. And so I was going through this huge transition with my company and my love life. I was in a horrible relationship at the time. You know, I was really going through it and trying to figure things out, but also juggle a idea that I had for quite some time. And we just turned it into a full-fledged company overnight. And we're like, we're going to do this. And so my life was just bananas everywhere. And like 30 pretty much slapped me in the face and was like, hey, the writing is on the wall. You need zero evidence. Like, what are you doing? And I told my people out here that, hey, if anything shows up and the universe presents itself with an offer, I'm definitely not going to pass it up. And the last time I was booked out here, pretty much a friend of mine had a neighbor and just came over to hang out with her as I was inside about to fly back to Texas and just crying. And my friend's like, you got to come hear this. I'm like, oh, what? Like, how do you make this seem like it's like it's some comedic thing? Like, I'm not going to listen to this poor girl cry. What's up? You know, and she's funny thing. She was Russian. So here's the deal. This is just like, I think one of my biggest characters ever going to come out. I'm like, I'm going to play like a villain.
It's going to be great. So
she's like, main, like, recently left, walked out. Like, I don't know. And, you know, the first was in 2 weeks. And, mind you, I literally have like X amount of dollars in my account that I'm like, if something goes down, I know that I have this, like, at least. It's like I can't pay her part of rent, you know? Like, and said, well, how much is it? She's like, it's only 900. And that's literally how much I thought I would allot for rent. Like, if I can find something for that, I'll do it. And I looked at Morgan, the friend that I was, you know, working with. I was like, dude, did you set me up? Like, is this some bullshit?
Did you
right
know
now?
This?
I'm like, come on, don't pull my leg. Like, for real, you know all the state I'm in. Like, I'm in very vulnerable, but like, we could rage at any moment. Like, and she was like, do you know? And I told her, I was like, you get 2 weeks, you got a roommate. And so wow. I went home and sold everything I possibly could that was small and made my way out to California and I get out here and I'm out here for a little bit. I'm doing some really cool things with some events. People are like, oh, hey, you're new to the city and, you know, really like welcoming and I'm having a great time, like just such a great time. And then I get a phone call from a director and a producer back in Austin to do a movie, God Made Man. And I was like, wait, you mean I have to go back to Austin? So, you know, I kind of low-key spit that around because I wasn't trying to make for me to be doing it.
Right.
What were my intentions, you know? I didn't need anyone else to tell me or give me the okay. So I was like, I'm out of here. And then I had to be like, it's almost like my toe was between my legs going back for some reason. Like, I don't, maybe
because you were going back
really,
for such a great reason, though.
Yeah, and then maybe I felt guilty because I didn't really, like, everyone in Austin, I love y'all so much, you know.
But that's okay. You know, yeah. Sometimes you just have to do things for yourself. You're like, I'm just going.
Yeah.
And make it a big deal.
Obviously, I was like, hey,
this is a small change.
We should watch in LA, you know. It was just all serendipitous and meant to be how it unfolded. And I go back to Austin and film that movie for a month, and then I come back to LA, and it's like, I almost felt like I had to, like, throw a party to, like, come back and be like, guys, I promise.
I'm here.
I really am moving to LA.
Did you go back with the Russian roommate?
Basically, right before I had left for God Made Man, I was already in looking for another place.
Oh,
that was just
like a temporary little place.
Like, way temporary.
Right.
And like, and just to throw like a little bit more in the pot, like, my dog is my best friend in my entire life. I mean, she has saved my life twice, and that is for real. She's truly saved my life. And yeah, I love Baxter. So I didn't get her fixed. I didn't, and there wasn't a reason like, oh, I want to get her pregnant one day. It was just like, I don't want to put her through surgery. And, you know, like, I knew she wasn't going to get out and try and bebop around town.
Nice.
You know? We know what's up, okay? We have a lot of
very classy lady. Yeah.
She knows she brings the kettle home. So, like, my roommate, she has this, like, toy poem, and he is probably the most handsome, cutest dog I have ever seen in my entire life. Like, I didn't even know a dog could be this cute. And he's so tiny that, he couldn't reach her. Like, there was no possible way that he could reach her. As I'm packing for God Made Man to leave and for my new apartment, I'm in my room and all I hear is this just horrible squeal. And I'm like, I knew. And I was like, how did this happen? And I go out and they're connected. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, what am I to do? You know, like, of course it's stuck. So I know she's pregnant. Like, come on. So my friend watches her, thank you, Anna Goodman, I love you. My friend watches her for this time while I'm gone. I keep checking in, she's like, you know, I think she's pregnant, maybe it's a false pregnancy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, nah, I have a connection. Like, oh no, she's pregnant. So the whole time I'm in Texas, you know, I'm worried about my dog here, and I get back from filming the movie, and the moment I picked her up, I was like, Anna Goodman, she is so pregnant. I was like, there are like 3 or 4 puppies in there, man. And she was like, what? For real? And So I guess she didn't really know Baxter all that well. So I literally was a single grandma.
Oh my gosh.
Living in LA. And was like, well, I guess this is the best fucking recipe for not going out and not partying.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was four
like,
kids.
Yeah, it was like lesbian unicorns for a while. Everyone was coming over playing with puppies, and I had a daycare, so I had a lot of help, which was great. You know, that was challenging.
That's wild.
It was. I mean,
no. Yeah. I'm playing pregnancy. Wow.
Personally, which. You know, I'm definitely going to be opening up a lot more. I'm healing a lot more. And so now I'm excited to share. I don't feel as vulnerable. I feel more empowered to share, you know. So you guys are going to get a lot more raw me very soon.
I love that. I think in life, you know, we all go through different things at different times. And sometimes you're like, I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. And then sometimes later on, you are like, sometimes it's like a decade later and you're like, you know, I want to tell somebody now.
Yeah, of course. I felt like come off my shoulders, and then I felt happier. And it was something so small, but like huge, that I've been carrying around for the longest time. And it's like guilt. Like we as humans carry it so much, regardless if it's that Snickers that you've like cheated and ate, or if it's if you cheated, or if it's you did something silly, you know, like we gotta let that go and know that it's not forever, and that it doesn't make or break us, you know. It is just like it's just another thing, you know. You have to go through these motions and welcome it, just like money in your bank. You have to be okay seeing that money go out just like it is coming in. And if you're not okay with it, you're going to spend the rest of your life sitting in shambles, worrying about your bank account, you know?
And money doesn't go with you when you die, and you can go at any time, anywhere.
And that's just like anything coming in and out of your lives. Just like being aware and ultimately like the oneness. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't really, they think about just them, oneness.
Right.
When we are
all in this world together.
Yeah, right? Yep,
connected.
You feel the energy.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in, you know, I grew up in the country, so I was always about very, like, I loved nature. I loved, and I still love, you know, being able to go to, like, Runyon. I at least feel a little bit.
Of course.
Like, connected. I'm right in there. And for me, that gives me life. Like, I grew up next to Lake Michigan, so I love water. I love, you know, but living in Wisconsin is like that. It gets so cold, and where I grew up, like, everything is just, I feel like you wake up, you're in Frozen, the movie Frozen. This is my, this is my Frozen Palace. This is my, well, I can't think of it, the one, what's his name? The really cute snowman.
Dang, you're awful right now.
I love it. He's my favorite character.
Should we give it a Google?
Is it Orga or... I always think he's gay, but I don't know if he's gay. He's just so funny. And he,
Olaf.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Did you ever see the live show at Disney?
No.
Oh, you gotta go.
Oh my God.
Chills. It's so good. That is so cool.
Oh my gosh, right?
I mean, like, what a great job that'd be.
Yeah.
You get to be a character from a Disney movie.
You get to do what you love.
Have you ever done?
Not here. I performed in Austin. That was a lot of fun. We booked Kate Modig and Camila Gray. It was a pretty good Pride show.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Pride. All things Pride.
Yes, it's gearing up.
Yeah.
It's about to be Pride.
Here. June. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wait, San Diego is this upcoming weekend.
Really?
No. Long Beach. Yeah. Long Beach.
Oh,
okay.
Are you going to go?
Probably not. I've never been there. So you mentioned that you went to Austin to film a new movie, God Made Man. What can you tell us about this movie?
There's two other supporting roles, the three leads. One is a person of color, who's a drag queen. Amazing, amazing actor, Sebastian Cummings. And the antagonist, Mike Gassaway. He is just brilliant. I think he just won Best Actor at the Cannes Festival. And he does a lot with like interactive booths at South by Southwest. And he's a huge Texas actor doing like big, big things. So he plays a very corrupt district attorney in basically our three lives collide in one night in this purgatory world. It covers sex trafficking, prostitution, corruption in the judicial system, trans rights, equality. Pretty much a film that needs to showcase all LGBTQ rights and endeavors and struggles. And this is that film. Like, it's not for the faint of heart. It'll be out soon. And it's one of those independent films that, it's taken some time. But, I'm a firm believer in everything organic. Mm-hmm. So obviously, there's a reason why it hasn't come out yet. And we just did our Seed and Spark not too long ago, finishing funds on it. So it should be 110% complete by summer. And then they'll start pushing it to all film festivals. We're really shooting for South by Southwest this year, for 2020. And I believe Flare Festival. I'd really like to get into Outfest, but I don't know, because some festivals are kind of tricky. If you show at this place, they don't want you to show here because people have already seen it and they want to be the first one to premiere it, So, but there definitely will be a huge LA premiere. Like, I want to do a red carpet. All of my friends from here who have definitely supported this journey along the way. I really feel like LA helped me, even for like the month or so I was here. I really felt like I was able to harness a new power inside and take that with me to really be able to portray Rhett, the character of Rhett. And it's so close to home, because since I can remember about 4 years old, I've struggled with feeling like a boy, and like a girl and a boy. But growing up in Texas, there is no way in hell I was going to say anything to my family members about that. Of course, my sister would always make fun of me. Why do you want to play the dad? Why do you always want to be the brother? I just like the clothes. Leave me alone, I have talked to my close friends and my partner, and I feel like I have so much healing to do in this chapter, and who knows what the next chapter is going to be. But I do know that I want to be a mom and a father in this life, and I don't know when that'll take place, but I just do know that I am evolving, and like sitting here, I feel like my heart's about to pump out of my chest because like I've never been this happy or like joyous. And, I come from a very broken home, a very, a lot of sexual trauma, and didn't have a good coming out, so it was very difficult. But just to be here, sitting here saying that like I can live truth through a character or even just talk about it, mm-hmm. It's like a huge, just, I feel like a butterfly, mm-hmm. And Rhett, that's what Rhett is. It's a tragic modern day love story that just takes like Requiem for a Dream, Crash, Black Snake Moan, and just puts it into one. And that main man is going to definitely raise some awareness, save some lives, and be some buzz for a while.
It's amazing.
Yeah, really, just like, come out already.
I can't wait for it to come out because I can't always see it.
Yeah, the opening scene. I obviously, I can't talk about it. I'm just blown away. And even whenever you hear this and like you see it, it's all over. stay tuned. It's coming. Thank you for this word and just even like asking about it. It's like, the more I can, speak of it, the more people will know. So,
well, thank you for sharing that.
You will have a front row seat sitting with me, and I'll be blubbering like a baby right next to you. I mean, I have little Kleenexes and everything. Yeah. So,
I always cry during movies, so I'll be the worst.
Yeah, this is gonna be that.
Yeah, you don't want to sit by me, and then you'll be like, oh no. I think I always ugly cry. I'm always like, it's fine, I'm okay.
When it comes to animals, people,
yeah. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm okay. I even cry during America's Got Talent. Yeah. Like, I watch the show, and I'm like, but I think it's just because I'm so inspired by the people's stories, and I love when somebody can make it through adversity and then you go on to live your dreams, I mean, there's nothing more inspiring than that. Because there's so many people in the world that take so much for granted, this and that, and they're given this and that. But when you really work for something, and because they do incredible things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is like, come on, guys. For those of you sitting at home watching it,
right? Like,
motivated.
That moment.
Like, there is your blood. There's your sign.
Right. That's pretty incredible. They just push themselves so hard, and they're like, look what I can do. It's not going to stop me. I did hear a little thing about your movie. So what is your opinion of pancakes now?
It's actually really hard for me to eat pancakes now. There's a scene where Rhett is consuming quite a few pancakes, and then somehow those pancakes ended up getting like saucered around the room and put back on the plate, and it just is not a good story. You'll hear it all. It'll be in the behind the scenes, I'm sure. I'm sure they've got a lot of shit on me. So my favorite was, so then you hear like the guy over here, the sound guy outside, just kind of like,
you don't know why yet, but you're going to love this. So yeah. Just have that.
Popcorn.
I'm going to get pancake. Like, I forgot, my husband, he does something crazy with this pancake. What do you put on your pancakes?
Chipotle banana.
Or wait, no, it's your French toast. You put ketchup on it, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I'm like, it's
okay. I'm interested.
He's wild. That guy over there. Sorry, that's what I just thought of. Sidetracked. Okay, so you said you were in a music video with Jessica Lynn.
Yeah. I just know that I'll turn to my friend and be like, babe, I'm totally going to get this gig. She's like, you feel it, babe? I'm like, I totally feel it. And so, like 2 weeks, I'm like, all right, next thing you know, another casting goes out for it. And I'm like, well, so what is this? They're like, come on, like, I'm prepared for this. And so, yeah, man, I love you. I'm sitting, I go to a callback in Santa Monica, a really big gig. And the moment I got out of it, I'm sitting with Joya at dinner, and the casting agent, Sarah May, hits me up and was like, I have a rush emergency casting for you right now. And I was like, okay, what do you need? She's like, I need you to fill a self-tape view dancing to Boot Scoot and Boogie by Boots and Dunn. I was like, what in the So I went out to the parking garage with my girlfriend. I turned up the car, came to ground. People are driving by. It is big. And Santa Monica, he's like, Brooks and Dunn blaring. And I was like, I actually have my boots and my hat and my harness on because I went into my casting, you know?
So wow.
And film that video and get it to her. And sure enough, I gave it to me up and he's like, you're booked on the Jess Glenn video. And I was like, over the moon, because one, I had a huge crush on Jess Glenn.
She's amazing.
Two, like, I absolutely want to be in London and just the UK area is so bad. Like, I feel so I'm going to sign with an agency one day over there or something of that nature and work there and back and forth, you know. Just being on that set and like, her voice is exactly the same in person as it is recorded, mastered, you name it. Like, even when she speaks to you, it's like she's speaking and singing to you at the same time. It was like, I don't know. And I've worked with some pretty big actors before and other athletes and people, you know, but she's so soulful in real life and the way that she sings. There was not a moment that I wasn't connecting with her or relating some way, shape, or form. And that was just the best part. She was so relatable. And it was cute because she was actually nervous to do the acting parts. And I'm like beyond nervous just even to be next to her, you know? And like probably the coolest 2 days of my life. And I played, you know, one of the leads in it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like my character basically got to be a feminine tomboy and just be my, I would have picked the clothes that I was in, but it, you know, everything was perfect. She was such an angel, and I'll never forget those 2 days. Actually, even just like the build up before and after, you know, the whole set was, the people were brilliant. Just welcoming, loving, and amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
We actually went and watched her last month at the Wilton. She performed, and it was so nuts because I got to hang out in like the part where, you know, the sound guy mixes, and the DP was there, the director, the AD, they all showed up, and like,
there's a reunion.
Yeah, we got to support her. You know, we were just talking like kids, and it just felt really nice to see her perform that song in person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it's a beautiful song. You know,
like,
that's crazy.
I mean, like I said, you know, I'm very fortunate to have done things and still be doing things that I'm doing, all because of. I'm tattooed heavily. Not only am I tattooed heavily, but.
And they're beautiful.
Short hair. Thank you.
Seeing them in person.
I have a very distinct look, you know, and it's like you're ready for it or you're not. And, you know, I've been on Hope for Cover Girl, like to the very last moment where it was like, and some other big things where it was like right at the very end, you know, things wasn't what they were going for, and I get it, you know. And now I book these big national SAG commercials, and it's, that's exactly what they wanted. Where they were like, "Hey, can you shave your head down?"
Wow!
Oh my gosh! Like, go Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Go Google. Go Bottle of Water. Like, holy shit! You guys are so like going out on a limb here, especially Google for showcasing a same-sex couple kissing in the
right away.
They're commercial, you know. It's a beautiful time to be alive. And regardless if you're not, you don't know who you are or what you are yet, you're still evolving and working on yourself. It is a beautiful time to be alive and be your, you know, the truest form that you can be and your most authentic self, because it's not what it was. Even 5 years ago,
right.
10 years ago, 20 years ago, and it is a time to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're really, I think we're moving a lot forward, but then at the same time, I feel like we're still...
A lot of
steps
backwards, of course. And,
well, we're fortunate because we're in LA, so I feel like where we are right now, especially, is...
We are so many different flavors.
Wonderful flavors.
Yes, yeah. I feel like sometimes a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said that again. You know, there were dark moments in time in my life where I wish that somebody would have just been like, "Hey, it's okay," or like, "Hey, talk to this person," you know, without it coming with a price or,
right.
You know, a sacrifice of the parents finding out that I was queer or something of that nature, magnitude, you know, like lied to you. You know, not having that safe haven, and it's hard for people. People are scarred. I mean, I'll be 34 this year, and I just last week uncovered something that, you know, I was 8 years old, and I've had this mentality of, you know, confusing like attention and trauma with love, you know, and that's something very hard to live with, you know, because. What is love to you? You know, like, what do you settle for? What do you put yourself through? You know, and I just figured that out at 33 years old. And it's like, again, I felt like I've removed an entire house off of my shoulders. And it's, I'm gonna go running. And it's like, what? This is crazy. Like, I feel like I have, like, my battery just recharged.
Right.
And, you know, it's again, I think it's a guilt thing.
You become freer when you allow yourself to realize.
Just to heal. And it's like you are the only one keeping yourself from healing.
Exactly.
And, you know, this covers mental health. And
which is Mental Health Month, May.
Yeah,
we're still in it.
We're still in it.
Yeah.
And,
it should not be a month. It should be all.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Something we have to focus on and care about.
You know, we do need more outlets than more support out there every single day, you know, but what we have and what we're going towards is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and there's no shame in
no.
at all, like, you
I
know
used to have it, and I'm like I promise you that at least in maybe 30 seconds of somewhat of what I've said in this interview, you're going to find a little bit of comfort, because I'm not just out here having shit handed to me. I'm working my ass off,
yeah,
and going through heartache, going through pain, going through rejection, going through shit that I never thought that I would go through. But I am living, breathing, and thriving, and absolutely thrilled to be doing it, you know?
And you're killing it. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much. It's just pleasant. Just helping. Continually do the work. And some people are like, oh, yeah, I'll do it at my own pace. And I was that. I was that, you know? And like, and that's, again, not an excuse. Like, oh, well, why does it have to be on your time? Like, why can't you stop right now and just, like, meditate? Right. Check in with yourself. Like, when is the last time you checked in with yourself? You know? And that some people are like, like, that's going to help. Well, you know what? It fucking does. Like,
right.
It truly does. Just even breathing, you know?
So deep, like, breathing exercises.
Breathing exercises, yeah. Waking up in the morning, so you have to go scrolling to your phone first. Like, taking three deep, deep breaths and, like, cleansing your lymphatic. Just cleanse, you know? Take those moments to check in with yourself. Like, yeah. And that's what I'm just really trying to do. And, you know, I practice.
Yeah.
Definitely not good at it. I'm working on it. So, but seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, especially feeling good and waking up not sad,
mm-hmm.
you know, or waking up feeling like I am hiding something when it's just guilt and it's something that I wasn't even responsible for. It just happened, you mm-hmm. know? And, Why should I have beaten myself up this fucking long, you know? But we have our stories, we have our paths, we have our reasons, and, you know, it's just being able to talk about it and grow from it, you know? Mm-hmm. Not using it as an excuse. That's, like, one of the main things that I'm really looking at and focusing on. So.
Would you say forgiveness is probably one of the most important things?
Oh, of course.
For yourself and
others. For yourself first of mm-hmm. all. I mean, regardless of whatever the situation may be, it was a mistake, anything, you have to be able to forgive yourself and you have to be able to love yourself in that moment and going through it, because how are you supposed to love someone if you don't love yourself? And how are you supposed to forgive someone, essentially heal with someone, if you can't forgive them, you know? A lot of rewiring, you know, it's a lot of us not doing what our parents did. It's a lot of us doing what we feel is right.
Right.
You know, not what the bandwagon's doing.
I'm starting to even acknowledge.
Yeah. Acknowledging. Yeah. First of all, yeah. Like, yeah. The idea of going back to alcoholics, and it's like admitting it is the first, you know.
Yeah. Step one.
Step one, you know, acknowledging it, embracing it.
If you could go back and tell your 15-year-old self something, one thing, what would it be?
You're totally okay. You're fine. And it's going to fucking suck, but you just got to hang in there. And don't put your head down. Don't not be yourself. And listen to that gut. Listen to your brain. Listen to your heart. Because you have three functioning brains in there, and they're all right. And any, you just listen to them, you know? Yeah.
I think a lot of people can identify with that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Because when you're 15, a lot of times it feels like that's your whole world is right then.
That's it, you know? Like,
you forget that it's not going to always be like that.
Yeah, it's like the winds of high school. Like, my life is over. It's like, what? I'm a bad people. And there's like, people my soul are still doing the same thing.
Yeah, they're still there.
Some of the people that bully me the most. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even have to be mad at you anymore. I don't, because you are your tribe right there.
Yeah.
You haven't evolved. And I'm not mad at you. I don't feel bad for you. I just have all the compassion in the world for you now. I can now say I have compassion for you. People that hurt me the most, I have the most compassion for them.
That's another part of forgiveness.
Exactly.
On a lighter note.
Yeah, right? Hey, we've got to get it all out.
I know.
You asked.
I did. And it's because I feel like, I just really can feel what you're feeling, because I feel like we all went through our own battles, but at the same time, I see connections.
We're relating.
And, yeah.
A lot of people don't stop and relate. Mm-hmm. And it's even hard.
Yeah. I know, right when I first saw you today, and we hugged, I was like, oh, we're just close. I was like, this is great. Like, hello, nice to meet you. Right? Shake your hand.
That's how you're like, do you
want to do? I've never had a person say it. Let's do an in-person one before. So my friends probably wish that I had that fear, because I don't, and I love to sing, and
we should go
karaoke. Everyone, but I'm great at karaoke. But I just don't have the best voice in the world. Some would say, but I think it's beautiful, and people like it when I perform. Yeah, we should do karaoke. That'd be so fun. Thank goodness I find somebody who wants to do karaoke. I've only done like Flaming Saddles. Oh, I've done that like on a Monday or Tuesday, and then I think one other place somewhere. Oh, but yeah. They had confetti when I finished mine, thank you.
That is all
that matters. All that matters. I was like, yes, I've been doing Spice Girls for 20 years. So I've gotten good at it. Okay, so I always play a game of rapid fire questions. So you can just say whatever comes to your mind. It's very simple. Okay. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song, honestly, Rocket Man.
Yay! Elton John.
It's just really so inspirational.
It really is. He's got a lot of great inspirational songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. Yay. He's got a new movie coming out. Woo! Can't wait to see
Taron Egerton. Love him.
Is he the one playing Elton?
Elton.
Okay.
Yes. Oh. Such a
I haven't saw anything about it other than the big billboard that was like right out there. And I'm like, hello, Elton John. I need to see, I'm really mad because he's retiring, so I have missed, I have not seen him live. Yeah, that'd be great. Crazy, crazy thing. Okay, favorite movie?
Oh, easy. The Sure Thing, 1985. Believable.
The Sure Thing.
I absolutely love it. So he's like, oh shit, I think he's going to school. It's like Harvard. No. He's like, I think he's going to be in New York or something. And his best friend ends up going to California here, one of the schools here. And he's like, you got to get here for summer break. And he's like, I don't have a car. How am I going to get there? And basically, the whole is him road tripping across country to find the Sure Thing, which is his girl. And Nicholas Sheridan, one of her first movies, absolute babe. So first of all, hi, my dad makes me watch it at like a very young person. Of course, I'm gonna like women, like, are you kidding?
Yeah, most beautiful woman ever, right here.
Like, go Derek, what a poster. Oh my God, so funny.
The Sure Thing. I'm gonna check it out. Can't wait to see it. Biggest inspiration.
I have to say my grandma Hushy. My grandma Hushy was just absolutely phenomenal. She kept a full farm. I never knew my grandpa, her husband, which was my great grandpa growing up. He died early. And I just remember her tending to the hogs, tending to all the chickens, keeping a nice like farmhouse with so many family members and big dinners, big lunches, and but keeping obedience and respect in the house, the best chocolate. I mean, my last name's Hershey, right? But yeah. Grandma Hershey had some recipes that, like, we will probably find sewn in the couch cushion, like, in the attic or something, she just, hard worker. I mean, the first thing I learned how to drive was a combine, and then the second thing, just all kinds of backhoes and tractors, and she wasn't afraid of anything. I mean, she told me the story one time. She went to bed and there was a rattlesnake in the bottom of the bed. She just nonchalantly got up with a frying pan from the kitchen and just beat the shit out of it until it died. Picked it up, threw it outside, and was like, hey, Tippy, here you go. Tippy was our farm dog, and just went back to bed. Like, nothing happened. Like, I would be shook for days. I wouldn't sleep. I would harness myself to go to sleep. Like, that is how this is going to happen.
That is so crazy.
she forever lives on. I see her every single day. I feel her every single day. Like, I really kind of feel like that's who Baxter is a little.
Really?
In a sense. Yeah. Like, so Grandma Hershey.
Grandma Hershey. Her,
Jesse Ophelia Hershey was her name.
Jesse.
Joe. We called her Joe.
Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I love Grandma, so.
Me too.
Last thing you bought.
Oh, goodness. The very last thing that I bought. Ooh. These super fantastic cranberry colored pants from Topshop. Or is it Topman? It's Topshop, and then they have the Topman inside of it, right?
The upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, Topman, I guess. And but I just love Topshop.
Absolutely love these pants. You think you can bring those cranberry pants? I'm like, you're right.
Yes, I can.
So, yeah, it was like $75 for these pants when we got them back in one day.
You're like,
this full purpose right there.
I love good pair of pants.
Me too. I'm going to wear them tonight. And I was like, no.
Same. Yeah. I love it. Biggest celebrity crush.
Oh, right. Definitely Charlize Theron.
Yeah,
I am like just smitten by that woman. Oh my goodness. Like, she's such a badass. And of course, of being in the spotlight of magnitude that she is,
right?
And knowing she didn't even know shit about the backlash or anything.
At all.
And that's a mother protecting her cub.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come at me, you know, just like, ugh. Call me with your paws, girl. Yeah. Yes. You know, it's so funny. Oh my god. Long story. I literally wrote my number down, and we like bumped tables before we left, and ended up having a small conversation. I just put in my number. It was like, I got outside, and he's like, I blacked out. And I was just like, what just happened? I was like, let me give her my number.
And did you have any questions for me? Anything you want to talk about? You're right. Call me. Wow. What is your least favorite thing to do?
I don't really like to do the dishes. I love to do laundry. I will iron my entire wardrobe. Give me some starch, whatever you need. Like, let's go to town. But the dishes, I think I have an OCD thing with my hands being wet. And then, like, I kind of feel like I'm going to dry my hands between each dish, which is ridiculous. So it's just like, I don't know. It's just annoying for me. But I try to pull my weight as much as possible at the house. And I do.
Just use paper. No. Just kidding. We're environmentally friendly.
Well, you know, like, what we do, so we do the celery. So, like, you know, like, you know.
That's good. If we all could do little things, they all add up.
And I'm working on, I'm like, where are you, 75-year-old man? Where the shit? Did you get all of these things? What? I'm like, how did you even do all
you need a handkerchief? And then.
Yeah. I'm like, this is my life. And I'm like, Joanna cracks up all the time. I will just pull out the most random shit. Or she'll do the laundry the time I go. And it will be napkins everywhere. Oh, God.
I usually find money when I do laundry. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's my favorite part. I'm like, this is really good. If you could hang for a day with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's who I like here. I just feel like they are both, like, such badasses in so many
she was
ways. Like, people have no clue who she was, mm-hmm. what she put on and what people see, just like me separating that whole clique like that, mm-hmm.
that era.
Yeah, just, oh, I want to do a hug first of all.
Yeah,
you know, like, she went through some shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Oh geez, my guilty pleasure is definitely Snickers, and I can't eat dairy. I don't eat dairy anymore. I don't, you know, I try not to eat anything bad. And I mean, I will like walk in the store and just look at it, and it's like, it talks to me. I'm like, go away. Yeah, it's so Snickers.
Snickers. I love Snickers. Thanks for playing.
Thank you for having me so much. Like, you know, I'm so comfortable sitting here. Like, Let's do this again.
Yeah, I could talk to you all day because I find you very inspirational and I love what you're doing. I love your story. I love the light you bring when you walk in a room. Okay, I have one last question for you. And what is your legacy?
Building a network. I want people to remember me as someone who could build a network without using people, being honest and truthful, and for the overall oneness of, especially for women. I just want to find the flair and the talent inside that women forget about and push aside because of life, because of kids, because of income, because of health. I want to be remembered as that person that wouldn't let you say no or not, or won't let you settle. Just being like a beacon of light in any way that I can, because you know we're only gonna die with our names, mm-hmm. pretty much. And you know, I've been through a lot. I've gone through a lot. I've done a lot. I've hurt people. I've had people hurt me. And you know, just moving forward, I just want to be remembered as a lover. Yeah. Someone that would lend a hand no matter what.
I think you will be. Oh, thank you.
So much for having
me.
It's
good hearing
it.
Special thank you to Lee Don Hershey. Lee, I love you. You are such a star. Thank you for being on the show. Everyone, follow Lee on Instagram, Lee Don Hershey. And Twitter. Follow the new movie, God Made Man. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see it, and I will keep you updated when it's coming out. Thanks for listening today. Thank you, Emma Bunton and Jay Jones, for letting me play your beautiful song, You're All I Need, to get by from your new album, My Happy Place, which is out now. I am Kirk Collins. Don't forget to hit subscribe. Don't forget, if you like my show, you can donate every month for as low as 99 cents a month. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. I am Kirk Collins. This is The Kirk Collins Show.